The Creative Study of the Quran. Reconciling the Two Extremes. The following is an English translation of Maulana Wahiduddin Khan's Urdu talk delivered on April 21, 2019. In the name of God, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, and peace and blessings be upon the Prophet. We will discuss the following verse of the Quran in today's address. In their stories there is a lesson for men of understanding. This, Quran, is no invented tale, but a confirmation of the previous, scripture, and a detailed explanation of all things as well as guidance and mercy to true believers. 12.111. I have been reflecting on the idea that the Quran is both guidance and mercy. But what does that mean? This isn't about forming a mere belief or creating a dogma. The essential point is that we must ponder over the Quran deeply. This is a blessed book which we sent down to you, Muhammad, for people to ponder over its messages, and for those with understanding to take heed. 38.29. Reflect upon the Quran. What is reflection? Reflection means rediscovering the Quran daily. Each day, we must draw new sustenance from the Quran to nourish the soul. Only then can we say we have truly embraced the Quran. Otherwise, it becomes just a ritual belief. When will this happen? When you continuously engage deeply with the Quran. I first realized this point in Jaunpur when a young man used to visit me frequently. He admired Caleb and would read Caleb's verses thoughtfully. Through this constant reflection, new ideas would emerge for him. This, I understood, is exactly how we should approach the Quran, through continuous contemplation. This reflection fosters creative thinking, a development the Quran will inspire within us. Merely memorizing translations or superficial knowledge is not creative thinking. The Quran is the book of God, the Lord of the universe. It carries the grandeur of this Quranic verse. Every day he manifests himself in a new state. 55.29. This quality should be nurtured within you. This is what I mean when I say that the Quran encourages creative thinking. The test to know if you have embraced the Quran is whether it has sparked creative thinking in you. If it has, be grateful, for you have truly received sustenance from the Quran. The Quran was revealed to foster creative thinking in people. It is my habit, whenever I meet someone, to ask, "Tell me something of value." Most respond with talks of elections or similar topics, which only indicates that the Quran has not yet become their guidebook. Why not marvel at the sunrise, the vast sky, the ocean filling up with water? There are countless wonders in nature to contemplate. Yet discussions always revolve around elections. Politics is a temporary phase. It will come and go without fostering new thinking. One of the verses I was reflecting on is, "On the day when the earth shall be changed into another earth." 14.48. In a hadith, Sunan al-Tirmidhi, it is said, "The grave can be either a garden from the gardens of paradise, or a pit from the pits of hell." Here, the term, grave, is symbolic, representing a transition from one stage of life to another. We often hear leaders speak about change, like the American president once said, "Change has come to America." But change must also come within us. The Quran should inspire this internal transformation, so that as we read it and move into the life hereafter, we are filled with new thoughts. This is creative thinking. Once, while I was in Ajmagad, I slept in a room without electricity. A thought struck me. Someone had entrusted me with a 100-rupee note, and if I died, no one would know where I had kept it. I got up, wrote a note detailing the location of the money so it could reach its rightful owner if I were no longer there. This is what creative thinking looks like. Immersing yourself in politics does not lead to personal development or spark creative thinking. People who read the Quran yet remain absorbed in politics have accepted the Quran as part of their belief, not as a book of guidance. True believers in the Quran continuously introspect and question their growth. Every day, they reevaluate and replan. For instance, I was unwell recently and wondered if illness is bad. Then I pondered over a verse, "Soon you will be gratified with what your Lord will give you." 93.5. This means something beyond material things. It means new experiences and insights. The Quran encourages creative thinking. The test to know if you have embraced the Quran is whether it has sparked creative thinking in you. If it has, be grateful, for you have truly received sustenance from the Quran. Each encounter in life should give you a takeaway, a lesson. Whenever I attend a gathering or seminar, I ask people what their takeaway was. Unfortunately, few understand this concept. This takeaway concept is essential, just like a store labeled takeaway allows you to choose and take what you want. The Quran intends to instill a takeaway mentality in us, so we draw inspiration and creativity from every experience. I pray that God grants us the wisdom to live in such a way that when we reach the hereafter, He will be pleased with us and admit us into paradise. This is my prayer for myself and for all of you. Living in a state of negativity is a kind of self-killing.